Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam. I got distracted by the dancing and forgot to pull the faders up there.
Ooh, bonjour.
Ooh. Hey, how are you?
Feeling sensual, feeling saucy, feeling ready to go.
Oh God, it's only 9:08.
That's great. Is that related to the TV show we're talking about?
Not at all.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Okay, so I was trawling through Disney Plus because my sister has a subscription. Thank you, Mika. And I thought, you know, I'd see what's going on here. And I saw this show called Marvel MODOK, which is like a stop motion show about a very underutilized Marvel villain called MODOK. M.O.D.O.K.
Got you.
Which stands for multi-organism designed only for killing. He's like a real 80s villain. He's like a big head with little arms and little legs and a big gem in the center of his forehead, and he floats around and he shoots lasers.
Okay, I just looked up a picture of him. He looks like a Mighty Bean. Do you remember those?
I do remember Mighty Beans.
Mighty Beans, yeah.
That's
what he looks like. He looks like a Mighty Bean.
He's unfortunate looking supervillain. I don't know why he was designed like that. It's really wild.
He kind of has a cockroachy vibe.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And personality wise as well. He was also co-created by Patton Oswalt, who you'll know from a variety of things, and who voices him in the show.
Okay.
But basically, this is a show by the creators of Robot Chicken, Seth Green, etc., etc.
Oh, true.
Which is if you don't know, which I think you'll have to be like 19, 20, 21 to not know Robot Chicken. It was like an Adult Swim cartoon using stop motion and.
Yep.
Kind of playing on sketch comedy and referencing culture and doing that kind of stuff.
It was kind of subversive postmodern vibes, eh?
Yeah, it was really like kind of underground, but then it got popular kind of vibes.
Gotcha.
And Seth Green is known for doing like really cool, weird projects. And this is basically a Marvel villain, Marvel and Hulu combined joint effort, where basically MODOK runs this company called AIM, and he has a wife who's an influencer who's... who is blowing up in the mommy blogger space. He's got a son played by Ben Schwartz, who's just like a really quirky Jewish kid. He's got a daughter who is a big-headed, small-armed person like him that floats around, and she's really mean to all her friends and like manipulates them. It's a real odd family kind of vibe, and it's just not good.
if you are able to Google image this while wherever you are safely, don't do it if you're in your car.
No, don't. Unless the car stopped.
But it kind of helps fill out the picture there, because you kind of just described any sort of sitcom, but this seems so much more surreal when you can see this sort of little angry mighty bean flying around as well.
Yeah, it's stop motion. It's got that weird claymation stop motion effect to it. I've got through 4 episodes, and it's meant to be a comedy. So basically, if you don't know already, Harley Quinn...
When you say something is meant to be a comedy, that is not setting it up for a very good follow-through.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. This isn't going to be a good review. Well, it's a good show. So Harley Quinn was a DC animated show that kind of did this similar thing where it like subverted a character and made it quite funny.
Yeah.
Off the back of Suicide Squad. Remember, we are living in a world where there's two comic book juggernauts just fighting for the same slice of the pie.
Yeah. Mm.
And they saw that success of Harley Quinn, and they were like, how can we do this but different, with claymation and a different villain and with Seth Green? And they did this, and it didn't go very well.
Oh, no!
Because I thought I was going to come in here with this. I thought I discovered a show that was under talked about and no one knew what was going on.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, oh, this is the most hilarious show. It's my favorite show of the year, and no one's heard about it, and I'm a genius because I'm a hipster, and we're at BFM, so we're all hipsters.
So it's a part of the parcel, isn't it?
And no, the show is bad. Do not watch it.
Okay.
I'll list some of the cast though, because the cast is pretty dope. You've got Patton Oswalt, you've got Ben Schwartz, you've got John Daly, Beck Bennett, who is from SNL.
Oh, yes.
John Hamm, Bill Hader, Whoopi Goldberg, Sam Richardson, Nathan Fillion. You've got lots of people.
Oh, I want this to be good. That's a shame.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Such good cast, and not a single joke lands.
Oh,
my God.
The show is 25 minutes long each episode, and it's just trying to reference like Great British Bake Off and the wider Marvel Universe.
Oh, no.
And just doesn't do anything. It's quite disappointing, because you settle in and you're like, this is so absurd, and you want those absurd shows.
I also love claymation. I love stop motion stuff. I grew up on Wallace and Gromit and all of those things.
That tracks with you, actually. You know? That makes sense with you.
I would be so down for a stop motion evil superhero film show thing.
And
with Whoopi Goldberg in it.
Yeah, exactly. And because we've got such a like saturation of superhero media, you want things to be different and new and fresh and try something else.
Exactly.
And this had all the makings and cast of a show that would at least get a chuckle out of me, and it didn't warrant one singular chuckle.
You know who is the best stop motion bad guy? Is the penguin in the wrong trousers from Wallace and Gromit.
I know what you're talking about.
Evil. So scary. Terrified me as a child.
What about Coraline's mother?
Oh, she's also quite scary.
I did like Coraline.
But there's something about that penguin. You can't trust it.
Yeah, well, no, it is a bad penguin.
It's a bad
little
penguin.
Little bitty eyes.
And it wears the chicken hat. Oh.
Anyway, watch Wallace and Gromit. Don't watch this. basically is the review. And yeah, if you've got any suggestions for next week, let me know, because this show was not worth the watch. And
okay.
I want those 2 hours back of my life.
Fair
so
enough.
I'm gonna send Disney an email and say, Mr. Walt Disney, I know you're ahead in a freezer, but please send me back 2 hours of my time, because I am over this.
Sincerely, Sam.
Viewmaster.
Sincerely, the Viewmaster.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Hey,
let's
no
not watch MODOK. We will do Wallace and Gromit instead this weekend. Thank you very much.
Yeah, if you do want to watch it, Disney Plus, but you don't, so don't.
Okay.
But send through recommendations, though, please. Please, 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 please.
5395.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
All right.